Why Weren't Others Jealous of the Relationship Between Lakshman and Rama? By Krishna's Mercy.
Lakshmane mamaya sardham prasaditvam vasundharam dvitiyam mentratmanam tvamiyam shri rupasthita saumitre bhunkshva bhogant swamishtan rajiflani jivitam chahi rajyam chatvadartham bikamye.
Quote, O Lakshman, do you rule this earth with me? You are like my second self, so this glorious opportunity has been presented to you as well. O Saumitra, do you enjoy all the pleasures you desire and the fruits of the regal life? My life and this kingdom I covet for your sake alone.
Lord Rama speaking to Lakshman, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 4.43-44.
Srimad Bhagavatam explains that Rama is the complete Amsha of Vishnu, the personal god. Sri Ramachandra, the eldest son of King Dasharath, appeared alongside three younger brothers. They were partial Amshas of Vishnu, in other words, they were incarnations of God, but not in the way that Rama was.
It is difficult for us to understand, but Shastra presents these concepts for our benefit. Rather than study the history of the material world and classify different periods of time, shift the attention towards the divine. You will get much more to analyze and there will be an accompanying advancement of the consciousness.
There is certainly plenty to study with Rama. We could focus on just the time spent in Ayodhya, the kingdom ruled by King Dasharath,
who was one in a line of great leaders. The Raghu dynasty. The Ikshvaku dynasty. If you want to extend further into the past,
Ikshvaku is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita.
He was one of the first people to hear the sacred wisdom spoken by Krishna to Arjuna.
Shri Bhagavan Uvach, Imang Vivasvate Yogam, Proktavanaham Avyayam, Vivasvan Manve Prah, Manurikshvakve Bravit.
Quote, the Blessed Lord said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind. And Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.1.
Ayodhya was a special place. In one of the early pastimes, we see Rama willing to share the throne with his younger brother Lakshman,
who happens to be one of the partial expansions you described earlier.
It is certainly a wonderful gesture. Rama and Lakshman are really close, in terms of association.
It is said that Lakshman would not eat or sleep unless Rama had done so first. What a nice way to live. No sibling rivalry.
That was going to be my question today. Why wasn't there a rivalry?
You expect there to be one?
Of course, maybe not from the parents' perspective, but shouldn't Bharata and Shatrughna been envious of how close Lakshman was with Rama?
No. They loved each other equally. They were not envious. The four brothers were happily living with each other.
How does that happen, though? Weren't people in the community envious that Rama would become the next king?
Again, the same answer. This is the spiritual kingdom. The affairs are different from what we are accustomed to.
Then you have the changing mood of Kaiki, one of Dasharath's queens. She suddenly becomes envious and wants her son, Bharata, to be the next king instead of Rama.
Remember, she is the only one. There are special circumstances. She changes her mind after instigation from her servant, Madthara. Prior to that, Kaiki is just like everyone else in sharing joy.
How do we create such an atmosphere today? I don't think it's possible, especially with the concerted attacks on world leaders by opposition parties.
It is the divine way of living, so connect with the divine consciousness. It is good you bring up this incident today. One way to tell if your religion is genuine, if you are progressing along the proper path, is to see if your attitude has shifted from competition, rivalry, and enviousness to universal brotherhood.
Meaning that if I still take pleasure at the misfortunes befalling my friends and family, I have not made progress.
The consciousness is not yet pure. More devotional life. More practice. Steadiness. Dedication. Try for a deeper understanding. Being aware of the finish line and how everything will be left behind for every person making that transition to the next life.
It is certainly not easy to do. We are struggling in this life. How can I be happy for someone else? How can I be willing to share good fortune that is so difficult to achieve, in the way that Rama was with Lakshman?
Remember those two brothers and their love for each other. Live for them. Try to please them. Try to bring others to the same culture. Always chant the holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing, others into culture bringing, with holy names singing. In those brothers today confide, light of divine my guide. Then mentality to understand, how Ramat Lakshman to hand. Control of kingdom to share, not for competition a care.